I heard a joke that made me laugh.
What?
You know, sometimes like the dumbest joke can just like tickle your little, ooh, my little funny bone.
Yes.
Okay, ready for this joke? You just have to go for it. It's a knock knock joke.
Oh, okay.
Do you hate knock knock jokes?
I have kids, so I hear a lot of knock knock jokes.
This one's going to kill.
Okay. I'm trusting you. I can regret this.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Yoda lady.
I know this one.
Say it.
Yodel lady who?
Why are you yodeling? Hello, I'm Ross Matthews.
And I'm Ross's bestie since high school, Bethy Hungerford.
And even though we live on opposite sides of the country, we talk on the phone every single day. And what do we talk about most?
Oh, food.
Yes, food. And your non-existent dating life.
Oh my God.
But mostly food.
I'm a cookbook author.
Yeah, you are. And I've taken the reins of my health by cooking every single day. I call them my recipes. They crack the code on delicious food that's actually good for you.
And now we're sharing the food-obsessed convos we have every day with all of you.
Yep, it's all about food, friends, and fun. This is Hello Recipes. Hey, and welcome to the program. Hi, Bethy. Hi.
Hi.
It is me, Ross, joined by my bestie since high school, Bethy, cookbook yes. author, fellow food lover. I'm full.
What? What?
I had lunch. And you know, like when you eat lunch, you're like, oh my God, that's so good. And then it's like, oh my God, there's like a brick.
Yeah.
In my tummy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I keep jumping around, like move around my body. I'm not a doctor, but I think that would work. No,
maybe call a doctor. What did you have for lunch?
Just a salad.
How is a salad sitting like a brick in your belly?
You know, sometimes I have found that if I have a big salad for lunch, it is like gaseous.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm saying? Where it's just like, oh, well, that, well, you, good thing you ate light. Now I'm your stomach and I'm going to do this. Like it just blow up into like a balloon. And I'm like, well, but I had a salad.
I was good.
But what happened with the salad I had, you know?
Yeah. That happens to me with beans too. Like beans are a good choice to make, but they just blow me up like a balloon.
I love a bean. I love beans. I have beans all the time. Beans don't do that to me. It's more about kale, lettuce, that kind of thing.
Kale 100. I mean, we've talked about this on the pod before. 100%.
Now, speaking of salad, there was an interesting story I want to talk to you about. At first, it's leading into the story, but first I want to ask you, have you ever gone to a restaurant and had something found in your food?
Oh, like glass or a bug or something?
Glass is hardcore. I one time, yeah, precise, or a hair or a rubber band or something.
Yes, of course. I feel like everybody has a rubber band.
Well, what's the worst? I found a rubber band in a salad. The worst thing I ever found that I knew about, dear God, think about what you don't know about.
I don't want to know.
I cannot think about it. Mm-mm. Can't think about it. Choose not to. Mm-mm. That being said, let's think about it because I'll tell you this. I one time had a salad and I was eating it. It was just a delicious salad. And then there was a nut and a bolt.
What?
Yeah. Like my fork and I put it on. Right before I put it in my mouth, I saw something like shiny and silver. I was like, what? And it was a nut and bolt, like a screw with a.
What? How does that get in a salad?
And the worst thing is we had gone to visit my friend who was a server at the restaurant. And so we were like, and I was like, God, I didn't even know what to say.
Did you tell your friend?
No. I will even sometimes, this is so gross, I'm going to admit this. But sometimes, not like a curly one baked in cheese, but if there's like a hair on the side of a plate, I'll be like, oh, well, it came off someone's head. What are you going to do? Right?
That's the thing. I've seen fellow, it's usually Americans, who will send something back, cause a scene, the whole nine yards. But I'm like, I've worked in the food industry. It's real people making your food and people.
Human beings.
Yeah. We've got, you know, bodies that have hair and like, sure. Yes, of course, wear a hairnet, but it happens.
It does. And so I try to be really reasonable. I don't think I've ever really sent something back for something in it. Even the screw, I didn't say anything. What's the worst thing you found in your food? I mean, and talking about, I felt really screwed, by the way, when that salad came. I was like, what? Nailed
they
it.
They screwed you out of it. Oh, jeez.
What did you...
Actually, it wasn't glass. It was gravel in a sealed container of yogurt that I got from the grocery store. Gravel.
And did you put it in your mouth and like fish it out?
I put it in my mouth and like it was very clearly rocks in my sealed yogurt. I'll tell you off air what the brand was.
Rocks Matthews. Oh.
And this was a long time ago, though. This was like 20 years ago. And I contacted the company and they sent me coupons for more yogurt.
Well, did you use the coupons or did you swear that brand off?
No, I do not buy that brand anymore.
Interesting. Well, you know, and if any of you listening have found something in your food, I want you to let us know either in a Facebook group, just search recipes, or you can call us. You know, we have a hotmail. We have some voicemails coming up.
A hotline.
A hotline. I said hotmail. What am I? Yeah. I mean, oh my God. I'm like Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks and you've got mail. I'm on dial up. Okay. An earthlink.com. Just AOL. Okay. No, we have a recipes hotline where you can use your cellular or landline to call 917-791-0355. Let me know if you have found something in a whether at a restaurant or in a package. Mm-hmm. Try to gross us out. Well, I have a winner of somebody who found something in their food.
No.
This woman in New York went to a Chopped salad. Now, I love that restaurant, Chopped Salads, Chopt. I just like how it's spelled, Chopped.
Chopped.
Yeah, it's when you say it, like I shimmy my shoulder, I go, Chopped.
Oh, do you know I did the same thing? Chopped. Yes. Chopped. Without even thinking. Chopped.
Chopped. Chopped. Chopped. Anyway, Chopped. Where you go in and they'll like make a salad for you. They have a bunch of, what kind of lettuce do you want? Welcome to Chopped. Welcome to Chopped. Thank you for calling Chopped. Anyway. They have a salad. You can pick out your fixins, all of that. I like that. I like that. I like being in charge. You know this.
Yes.
So this woman in New York on April 7th, 2023, went and she alleges she bought a salad from Chopped. And she found something in it.
Oh, no.
That
please.
She didn't like.
If this is a bug, I don't want to hear it.
I'll tell you right now, it is not a bug.
If it's a snake, I don't want to hear it.
It is not a snake.
Or a rat or a mouse. Is it living?
It's not a rat. It's not a mouse. And it's not living.
Okay, then.
But I think it's probably up there in the top three or four things you would not want in a salad.
A butt plug.
Oh, my God. Okay, let me rephrase. It's up there in the four or five things you would not want to find in a salad. Chopped. Okay. What do you think? Outside of that, what do you think it was?
A toupee.
Oh, God, that's good. These are good answers, but you're wrong. You are so wrong. Okay.
A toothbrush.
Do you want to keep guessing? Let me tell you. Not a toothbrush.
Somebody else's toothbrush.
Good one.
Thank you.
A tooth.
A retainer.
Retainer. You're good at this. I feel like you have thought of this and you have a list written in your diary somewhere because these are all good.
But I think finding a tooth, ooh, that would be grim. Or like a body part. Sorry.
What now? What was the last
thing? Body part. Body part. Like finding somebody's ear in a sap. Is that too gross?
You know, it's funny you said body part because listen to this.
No.
Story.
No.
Greenwich woman filed a lawsuit against a popular salad joint, Chopped, after she said she found part of a severed finger in her salad.
No!
In the complaint, the woman alleges she bought a salad from Chopped. While she was eating the salad, she realized she was chewing on a portion of a human finger that had been mixed into it and made part of the salad.
Okay, we've just lost all of our followers, and you've just lost your co-host.
Chopped.
This is too much!
The restaurant did not respond to Tuesday's request for comment. According to the complaint, the manager working at the restaurant was chopping arugula and chopped off a portion of her left pointer finger. The manager went to the hospital and the contaminated arugula was left on the service line and served to customers.
Was it not covered in blood?
After the... Was I there? After the incident, The Department of Health investigated the incident. According to the plaintiff, the county's Board of Health then issued a fine to the restaurant. How much do you think that fine was?
I mean, it should be millions.
It was $900.
So if you wanted to, like, really pull a horrible prank on someone for under $1,000.
Well, then guess what? You really fingered it out. Yeah, you fingered it out. Honestly, no. I mean, listen, I wanted to make a joke, but I couldn't put my finger on it. I just couldn't do that. You know, I was surprised she paid for the salad and didn't steal it, you know, like a five-finger discount. Anyway, if you see that lady, tell her I'd like to talk to her. Just give her your digits and
stop it. That is so disgusting. I can't.
I know. I have to share it with you because I cannot. I know. But if the salad was really great.
Oh my. Don't even finish it. I'm not even. I can't.
I have to say, even a great salad, I would put the stop to that. You know what I mean?
It's when she said that she was eating her salad and then there was something chewy.
Yep, gotta go. Hey, Bethy, it's time for you to give us a clue of what our ingredient of the week is this week. You do it every week. We try to figure it out. You're on.
I don't know if you're gonna get this clue or not, but it is your favorite seasoning.
It is my favorite seasoning. Oh, do you like this seasoning?
So I went to your house one time and
I already know what it is.
I went to the first time I went to your house as grown-ups and I saw this sitting on your grown-ups.
What? What does that mean?
Because it's not like your house as a kid.
So it wasn't my parents' house, and it wasn't like when I was in college. It's like when I was grown and owned a home.
Yes.
Okay, understood.
As grown-ups.
That is so stupid. So the first time.
And I saw this seasoning sitting out, like, on the counter.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? This is my, like, secret seasoning salt. And you were like,
said what it is.
I just said salt.
Salt. Oh, so it's not normal salt and it's not normal seasoning salt. It's a specific kind of salt that I didn't know that you loved and I love it and I use it in a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And when we come back, Bethy's going to tell all of you what that is. Plus, we have a lot more. I saw something is now on the market and I cannot believe we've lived this long without it. A fast food restaurant has figured something out, and it's about darn time.
Is it fingertips?
No. Listen, hold on, Bethy. That's a really good point, but no, you're gonna have to wait to hear it when everyone else does that, and so much more coming up on this episode of Hello Recipes.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, Bethy, you teased our ingredient of the week. It's a very special kind of salt. You came into my big grown-up house.
No, I came into your house as grown-ups.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you saw it, and we had never discussed this ingredient, which is weird because we discuss all ingredients, but we had never talked about this.
Because it's something that when you're cooking, like, it's my go-to as like a special, it's my favorite seasoning. And I don't tell people I put it in the stuff I make because they would be like, you put what?
Yeah. Yeah. But you use it, like, I use it in lieu of salt.
Okay. Let's say what it is.
You tell the people, you're in charge.
Celery salt.
Get into it.
Yes.
Now, why do we love celery salt?
I'm not entirely sure. Like, it's salt. So, like, awesome to begin with. Mm-hmm. And then it just, it has like, it smells like celery, but when you put it in anything, it just enhances the whole thing. So what is it?
My love affair started when I Googled it. It was so funny because we've talked about chicken salad here before, but I had looked up chicken salad recipes and like multiples of them called for celery salt. So I was like, whatever. And then I saw it in the grocery store once. I was like, okay. But I'm like, what's the difference between salt and celery salt? What's the heck? Mm-hmm. Right? Okay, so you grind some celery down. Cool. And then I tried it, and it is specific in it. It almost is like a little grassy, a little brighter, and it like salts things.
It is bright.
And, yeah, but it does bring this like brightness and depth at the same time. I don't understand how it works.
I don't understand it either.
I will use it in stews now when I'm doing like sauteing a mirepoix. Mm-hmm. I will use that in lieu of regular salt. I'll use it in tuna salad, chicken salad, seasoning, poultry when I'm cooking it.
Yes. Have you, so I think it's in New York, they do a certain kind of hot dog where it's like served with celery salt. Like that is like the condiment.
Really?
I was reading about it. It's like a hot dog situation. I'm sure people are going to be like, you have no idea what you're talking about, but there's some sort of hot dog. Chicago style.
Okay, so hot dogs don't need salt. You know, I do like when hot dogs have like sauerkraut on.
Sauerkraut, I friggin' love. Yeah. Sauerkraut. Okay, but hold on. So this, I was looking something up about the Chicago style hot dogs. So they have mustard, onions, relish, peppers.
Keep talking.
A pickle spear, slices of fresh tomato, and a dash of celery salt.
Fascinating. I would try that in a heartbeat.
Same.
All right. Well, maybe we need to go do a live show in Chicago.
Yes.
Oh my God. Well, you gotta start doing live shows in different food centered.
Chicago style pizza.
I thank you, Bethy, for that ingredient of the week. I was driving this past week and I saw a billboard for a fast food restaurant.
Not for this podcast.
No, at all. No, it was for fast food or something. And I drove by it really quick, but I saw something. I was like, wait, what am I looking at? It looks so wrong.
And it was.
And I made a mental note of it and thought I must have seen that wrong because I've never heard of this before. And it couldn't possibly be true. The universe couldn't have possibly figured this out and righted a wrong for humanity.
What?
But then, fast forward a day or so, I'm watching television. I believe it was a 90 Day Fiance because I'm classy.
Yes.
And on comes a commercial that confirms I saw what I had seen.
And it's food related.
Yes.
Does it take out the salt if you've oversalted a dish?
No, Bethy, it's a are you not listening to me when I talk?
Not
it's
really.
A fast food restaurant has done something, a revelation to change something that was a billboard. And then remember I teased that before the break and then I was shifting gears into that now.
Yes. Yeah. And I mentioned fingers and
Okay.
No, I remember.
So I saw it on a billboard and then it was confirmed on a commercial. And I can't believe this has never happened before. What I saw was a Burger King fry container. Filled with not just French fries.
Tater tots.
No, French fries and onion rings. Todayshow.com reports onion rings, a blessing from the gods, are a rarity among nationwide fast food chains. You know, you can't get onion rings in many places. But when you so when you're a Burger King, one of the few places that has them, you might feel compelled to pair them with your burger. But on the other hand, fries, a burger's natural pairing. So what do you do? Well, Burger King now has a solution. It's called Havsy. Starting in October, Burger King announced its new side, a punny play on the chain's Have It Your Way tagline, which features a combination of their fries and their onion rings. So if you can't decide between fries or onion rings, a little bit of that, a havesy havesies, you can have both. Why is it the year, the 2023 and the year of our Lord? Why did it take this long to figure this out?
I will never order anything else.
Because I have to say, onion rings, I feel like you can never get at a fast food chain. But when you see them on the menu, that's one of the things I order for a table. Like, you know what? And maybe we just get the onion rings for a table. And I love when you get them at the fancy restaurants, but there is nothing better than like a Burger King onion ring. And you know it was frozen and that onion's a year and a half old. I don't care.
But it's also not a full onion. It's choppy chop, like super finely chopped onion. So that when you take a bite of it, it doesn't pull the whole slimy onion out. Like it does.
I almost prefer fast food onion rings than like artisan onion rings that are like really like beer batter. And then the onion just loops out because it's stuff with batter.
This is a very controversial topic.
Of course it is. That's what we do is we do the hot button issues of our day on this show. But Bethy, why do not more fast food restaurants have onion rings?
Does Arby's? So Arby's is my favorite.
I know you love Arby's. Well, that was my next topic of conversation, was going to debate our favorite fast food restaurants. Now, I don't eat a lot of fast food, you know, let me rephrase. Since I started this journey, I don't eat a lot of fast food in my life. I have eaten fast food. I have worked fast food. Some would say I've mastered fast food because I, of course, at McDonald's, you know this, if you look up my bio, I'm the triple threat. Register, drive-through, and grill. I did it all.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. They offered me assistant manager at the McDonald's at the mall when I was sent to that one, you know?
And
the
then
Express.
Something to talk about later, how we both worked at Lane Bryant.
Yes, but why would we're talking about food now?
But I'm also talking about the mall, the Cascade Mall, and we both worked there.
I know, but you're trying to take me down. I'm trying to talk fast food, and now you're taking to a Lane Bryant.
Okay, fine. Let's go back to McDonald's.
Well, where was I?
Lane Bryant, briefly, and now we're back at McDonald's.
What was I saying?
You were talking about your favorite fast food restaurant.
That's right. So I wanted to debate this with you, and I know that hands down, yours is Arby's.
Just for the sandwich. The milkshakes are terrible. But the sandwich?
Which sandwich specifically? I'm asking like I don't know, but I know. I want you to tell the people.
It used to be called the... Oh gosh, now what are they called? It used to be called the double.
It's just the roast beef double, right?
Yeah.
And do you get yours with the cheese sauce or no cheese sauce?
No cheese sauce.
Me either. I think Arby's is so good.
Yeah.
And when you used to live in London, the first thing we would do when I picked you up from the airport was sometimes I'd arrive with Arby's for you.
Yes, you would.
Those were good days.
Those were great days.
Or we would just go swing through Arby's. I love the Arby's sauce. I don't love the horsey sauce so much. Nope, I love the red Arby's sauce. Underrated.
I love it so much. And it was, you cannot get Arby's in London. And when I was pregnant with my second child, all I craved were Arby's sandwiches, and I could not get it. It was all I wanted all day, every day.
We have a similar order at Arby's. I like their curly fries that are seasoned. Now let's move on to McDonald's. When you're at McDonald's, what do you get?
Quarter pounder.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Really?
That's
it. That's I didn't know that one. About you.
We've never discussed this.
No.
I'm not shocked. It is the best one.
Yes.
I don't understand the middle piece of bread in the Big Mac.
No, and the sauce like was really, it's Thousand Island, isn't it? But it's it doesn't cut it.
Don't do that. Don't talk about that sauce like that. That sauce is good. But to me, that piece of bread in the middle of a Big Mac is like putting a doorway in a hallway. I'm already in the hallway. Like, why do I need to open another door just to walk through it?
Do you remember when it used to come like in a two-sided styrofoam thing and you would like assemble it yourself?
Sure. Of course I do. What do you think? I am an idiot.
Do they still do the McRib?
Oh, okay. That's a seasonal item. And it's not as good as you remember. Okay. What do you order at Burger King?
The Italian chicken sandwich is so good.
Really?
Really?
I never had it, but I'm telling you right now, it's not better than a Whopper. You know why?
Really?
The Whopper is the best fast food burger, the major chains, because it is flame grilled and it has mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. I love mayonnaise.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Okay, because we have a mayonnaise topic coming up.
Okay, right? Great.
That's a deep tease for you. Okay. What are the other fast food? Oh, Wendy's. What do you get at Wendy's? I have a very controversial choice what I get at Wendy's.
I haven't been to Wendy's in ages, but I wanted to talk to you about this because my mom loves fast food. I was raised on fast food. This is why I have such an emotional attachment to Arby's, is because that was like mother's milk to me, Arby's and Mexican food.
Mm-hmm. Kiss, kiss.
But my mom would always... whenever I see her, she's like, let's go get lunch. And I say, okay, but I don't want fast food because I'm, you know, trying to be healthy. She's like, okay, well, how about Wendy's?
Oh.
Like literally every time I say I don't want fast food, she says, okay, then how about Wendy's?
Well, probably because the salad options are good there.
Okay.
That's probably why. I will also say I never get burgers at Wendy's because the patties are square and I've seen cows. They don't come that way. But what I do order is the chili. Have you had the chili?
No.
From Arby's. Yep. And I have a theory that it's just like burger patties that were about to expire. So they just cut them up and put them in there. You know, like we cooked them an hour ago. We got to throw them out. So cut them up, put them in the chili. But I don't care. It's delicious. The chili's great.
Okay. And does it come with like a side?
Well, no, it's a side in and of itself, but I get it with a side salad. It's slightly watery, but I'm not mad at it. I'm not.
Do you know what I had just the other night for dinner? I was coming home late from Seattle onto the island I live on, and everything was closed because this island is like very rural. And so I couldn't stop at the store, and I was like, okay, I've got a can of chili.
Okay.
Amy's like good chili.
Okay.
And whole wheat pasta.
Okay. Whoa. Chili and pasta.
Mm-hmm. And this is something my dad used to call like five-way chili. I think this is a Cincinnati thing because he's from Ohio. So I used chili as the sauce for my pasta.
Wow.
It was so good.
There's a place in Burbank called Chili John's. It's been around for like 1,000 years. In fact, if you watch Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, he like shows their sign because it's so iconic. I used to live not far from there. And they have all these like chili bases, like turkey, beef, veggie, lentil, whatever. And you can have it poured over whatever you want. So you can pour it over beans, you can pour it over a baked potato, or you can pour it over, they have tamales, I think too, or you can do spaghetti noodles.
Yes.
And I never did spaghetti noodles. I always did beans.
Well, you should have. Consider. I once had an idea for a restaurant called Stuff on Stuff.
Keep talking.
So there are two sections of this restaurant.
I feel like you're in Shark Tank right now. I might just invest. Continue.
And so the savory side of the restaurant, you've got potatoes, you've got pasta, you've got breads, you've got the mashed potatoes, you've got quinoa, you've got the stuff. And then you have a whole buffet of the stuff that goes on the stuff. Okay. So that's chili.
The specificity of the pitch so far. That's the best part. So what other stuff?
Okay. So then the stuff that you put on the stuff is like chili, sauces, sausage, meats, cheeses, right? Okay. Yeah. So, and then for dessert, you get more stuff. So you've got your base. Is it ice cream? Is it a brownie? Is it a piece of cake? Is it froyo? Is it, and the whole thing started because I friggin' love froyo.
Of course.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to get so riled up, but I'm very serious about froyo, even though I'm like,
I
am too.
And I like the froyo where I can choose what I put on.
Right? Because it's stuff on stuff, and there's something about being able to put your own stuff on other stuff.
Wow.
So, and then again, with the sweet stuff, then you have a whole buffet bar of sweet stuff to go on your sweet stuff.
You know, I don't care what everyone says about you. I think that's a good idea. Hey, speaking of good ideas and lots of good stuff, when we come back, our I don't care what they say, Bethany. When we come back, you all have left us some voicemails, and one of you in particular wants to pick our brain about one of the food items we just talked about.
Mayonnaise.
Oh, okay, stay tuned to find out. That's coming up. Welcome back to the program. Okay, Bethy, before the break, I teased you that, you know, we have a voicemail line, people calling it. And that number, if you want to call it, is, oh, hold on. is 917-791-0355. Mm-hmm. 917-791-0355. You just use your phone. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's what I do. Just pick up my phone, just dial that number, hold it up to my ear. It ring,
listen
and listen, then use my mouth,
say something,
leave a voice, and it records it.
And then at the end, you push the button on your phone, and the red one
ends it up,
ends the call, put the
just
phone down.
Never used it before. That's how it works.
Yeah.
And people did. They called 917-791-0355. And mm-hmm. here's what they had to say.
Hi, this is Melissa from El Paso, Texas, just calling because I'm super excited to have you guys every week. You're the best part of my week, and I am so excited to start getting some notes of what goodies there are to eat. Thank you guys for making the show so amazing. I love you guys. Bye.
Hi, Ross and Bethy. My name is Ellen, kiss, kiss, big fan. I'm listening to the most recent episode of Recipes, and you gave out the phone number, and I'm driving, so I couldn't write it down. So I'm only calling so I can look back at my phone log and remember what this number is. I hope you have the best day. Kiss, kiss.
Hi, Roz. Hi, Bethy. This is Jackson. I am currently making Ross's grandmother's potatoes. It's like 11 o'clock p.m. where I'm at, but I was like, hey, I'm going to decide to throw these potatoes together. So I am so excited to see how they turn out. And perhaps it'll be, you know, one of my family staples going forward. But I love you both. Love you, Bethy. Love you, Ross. Hope you guys have a great holiday.
Hey, Ross and Bethy. This is Sean calling from Southern Illinois. So my topic of the day that I was curious about your experience with is mayonnaise. So there are so many different brands, Duke, Hellmann's, Miracle Whip. But my personal favorite is the Japanese mayo, Kewpie, K-E-W-P-I-E. So I am wondering if you've ever tried Kewpie and what your favorite mayonnaise is. Kiss, kiss.
Well, thank you so much for calling and leaving a voicemail. If you want to do that, the number again is 917-791-0355. Okay, so that last question was about... Sean asked about mayo, and I'm curious your take on mayo. And I Googled Kewpie, K-E-W-P-I-E. It looks like Q-pie, but it's Kewpie. It's
I Japanese have this brand. In you my do? Fridge right now.
Go get it.
Hold, please.
It is a Japanese brand of mayonnaise, and the name of the company that makes it, Kewpie, is the best-selling mayonnaise in Japan, but it's also sold in other countries. It's known for its umami-rich, tangy, sweet flavor profile compared to American mayonnaise, which uses whole eggs, Kewpie mayo is made with only egg yolks, giving it an exceptionally lush, smooth texture and a deeper yellow color. Bethy is holding it up right now. Okay, so why do you buy this mayonnaise? I've never even heard of this mayonnaise.
So my kids love mayonnaise. My youngest especially loves mayonnaise
on sandwiches or what
on sandwiches on eggs, which on I know eggs. Sounds gross, but yeah, because like if you have an egg sandwich, it's a lot of mayonnaise. It all goes together.
Sure,
no judgment.
I'm not judging. I was
you're
thinking.
Judging my kids and their mayonnaise consumption. so this is just it's like creamier.
Well, because did you hear, I don't know, you ran to the refrigerator while I was talking. Did you? So I was reading about it. It actually, American mayonnaise is made with the whole egg. Kewpie's made just with the yolk.
Yeah. It's like, it's tangier. It's, yeah. I heard you say something about a bright yellow color. This one doesn't have a bright.
Well, that's what it says, is deeper yellow color. So interesting. Yeah. I don't really do much mayonnaise. The only time I use mayonnaise is in a chicken salad or a tuna salad, but I always cut it with Greek yogurt.
Nice.
Because I feel like non-fat Greek yogurt, because then you're putting basically half the calories in, but the same amount of cream.
How do you feel about Miracle Whip? Because I grew up.
Question.
I grew up with Miracle Whip.
As a kid, I remember one of my grandpa's, when I would go over there, he always had Miracle Whip. We'd have it with like bologna sandwiches. And I remember mm-hmm. thinking like, oh my God, it's like fun. It's fun because it's sweet and different. But mm-hmm. I haven't had it in probably 20 some years. I couldn't tell you. And the idea now of a sweet mayonnaise, the idea of that grosses me out. But
is
I remember
it sweet?
Being, it is sweeter, yeah.
Is it? I haven't had it in ages, but I grew up, that's all we had. We never had mayonnaise. Now I go for Hellman's.
How is Miracle Whip different from mayonnaise? I'm Googling it. Let's see what it says. Mayonnaise is made of oil, eggs, and vinegar or lemon juice. Miracle Whip has the same basic ingredients, but less oil and the addition of water, sugar, and spices like mustard, paprika, and garlic. Well, I do have to say that sounds good.
Yeah. The paprika is what I mainly pull out of Miracle Whip. That for me is the main difference.
So why don't you buy Miracle Whip then?
I don't have a good answer for that. I think it's because partially because I like the branding of Hellman's. It's just very classic, blue and yellow, right? Huh. And then, but also, you know what? It's because I do prefer a good, strong Hellman's over Miracle Whip. I like the tang. It's just better.
I'm looking at the branding of both Hellman's mayonnaise and Miracle Whip, and I actually prefer the Miracle Whip. It looks cute. It's red writing. But you know what kind of, I mean, I'm so boring and I really, rarely ever use mayonnaise, but when I do buy it, I buy the little squeeze bottle of the light mayonnaise.
Yeah, light mayonnaise.
I mean, I've never bought any other kind.
Yeah, and I guess you'd get used to it if you only buy light mayonnaise.
I couldn't tell you what regular mayonnaise. Yeah, it's probably been over 20 years since I've had regular mayonnaise. I mean, we grew up on it. It's not a thing in my thing, it's not a thing in my mouth. It's
Well, I find if you put enough, like if I'm making a sandwich, I don't need the mayonnaise if I'm putting like, and I can't do dairy because I'm lactose intolerant. So I'm not doing cheese, but I can do like, if you have juicy tomato slices.
Sure.
Or like grated carrot, I like to do on a sandwich, or sauerkraut, relish.
Well, you took a turn there. But I understand about sort of, because I do agree that I understand sandwiches need some moisture. Do you know what I put on a sandwich or a wrap when I make it with like the egg life? Is I use Dijon mustard because it has a creaminess to it. So mm-hmm. it brings some moisture to the sandwich, but there's mm-hmm. like zero, maybe 5 calories in mm-hmm. a spoon of Dijon mustard versus, 100 or whatever you would put on it. Yeah. So
but
that's
I do
why
love...
I just avoid it. But QP, I'm glad you guys tried it. If you guys have, I want to hear from you. What are your opinions on mayonnaise? Go tell Screaming from the Mountaintops in the Rossippy Facebook group. Are you mayo? Are you QP? Are you Miracle Whip? Or are mm-hmm. you none of the above? Let us know. Let your voice be heard. All right. And it's funny, actually, that I was talking about how I switch out Dijon mustard for mayonnaise because mm-hmm. our doable this week, Bethy,
okay,
is the switcheroo.
Okay.
Now, as I was on my journey and I was like, I don't want to, and I'm still on the journey, but I was like, I don't want to give up this. I don't want to give up. I found if I could do the switcheroo and replace mm-hmm. some things with things that would mm-hmm. trick me.
Okay.
So a perfect example is the Dijon instead of the thing, or halving the amount of mayonnaise in a chicken mm-hmm. salad using Greek yogurt instead, right?
Beautiful.
And then I put a little Dijon in that too, just so you know, because mm-hmm. it kind of rounds out the yogurt. Another one big thing for me is snacking. I'm like, I can't give up snacking, you mm-hmm. know? So at night I'll have some grapes or here's what I do a lot. I take some green beans and I put them I spray a little spray on them in the air fryer with salt and pepper and roast them for maybe 6 minutes until they're like kind of starting to get a little cooked on the edges. And then I'll just eat those plain or dipped in Dijon, or I'll make like an avocado lemon non-fat Greek yogurt sort of puree mousse.
You did this. you made a video of this.
Yes, it's a recipe on rossibees.com. Mm-hmm. But what that makes me feel like is that I'm eating chips. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm eating and that the switcheroo is the big doable for you, where you it's because a lot of times we're not even hungry, but we just have that pattern of like, mm-hmm. after dinner, I grab this and I eat this while I'm watching mm-hmm. this, right? So just cutting that cold is such a barricade to success, you know, that yeah. behavior. So if you can keep your behavior but replace what you're snacking on mm-hmm. or what you're ingesting, for me, and I think about green beans, who cares? It's like zero yeah. points, essentially, or zero calories really in a bunch of green beans.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still getting that action. So the switcheroo is our doable of the week. You can do it. Switch something out. Switch a few things out, but keep the same behavior.
Mm-hmm. Because that's a big thing with any addiction. And for a lot of us, eating can be addictive, like an actual addiction.
The behavior of it, yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, replacing that action and that like, that's how you quit smoking. That's how you do all these other things, is you replace it with something else.
Yeah. And if you're trying to quit snacking and quit smoking, you could eat the green beans and just hold one in like your cigarette and pretend like you're smoking it. You
know yeah. Smoke mean? A green yeah. bean.
Smoke a green bean. I've always said it. Bethy, you are fabulous. Everyone, make sure you follow Bethy at Hunger Mama on all social media. Her book is Hunger Pots, available everywhere fine books are sold. There's also a link for it up on our website, rossipes.com. I'm Hello Ross on all social media. Of course, the website is rossipes.com. Rossipes is the Facebook group on Facebook. All the links there are at rossipes.com, including signing up for our newsletter. Mm-hmm. And check out our podcast. But too late, you're listening to it right now. The show is Hello Ross Pod on Instagram. And still, even though we talked about a bunch of great food today, the best thing I ever ate is my Nana's potatoes. And you can find the link to that, just like one of our callers was doing. Find the link for that on the website as well. Go to rossipes.com. Just click on the knife and fork. It's hidden just for you, Rossipes. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll see you next time.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.